Blog Talk Radio.
I watch the television, I'll read the news. I see America's youth learn to sing the blues. I see this stupid shit go on day after day. And I wonder when the politician will take it all away.
Good morning. Welcome to the Fellowship. This is Mark. It is now about 12:01 a.m. on June 4th, 2007. Tonight we're going to be talking about tuberculosis. Now, the reason we're going to be talking about tuberculosis is it's big time in the news. Tuberculosis was originally known as consumption or the White Plague. Back in the 1800s and earlier, doctors could do little for patients, you know, beyond keeping them well-nourished and in a clean environment. Then in 1882, Dr. Robert Koch, a German physician, discovered what was behind tuberculosis. But even after knowing what was behind it, the cure was over another 50 years away with the discovery of an effective antibiotic in the mid-1940s. Today, treatments for tuberculosis are threatened by the emergence of strains of the disease resistant to multiple lines of drugs. In a first, since 1963, federal health public officials this month ordered a quarantine for Mr. Andrew Speaker, a 31-year-old Atlanta lawyer who had been diagnosed with an extremely drug-resistant form of the disease. Very hard-to-cure strains are very rare in the United States, but are getting a foothold in countries like Russia and South Africa. Now, TB has been around a long time. According to research, it's been around since the time of the pharaohs, and some scientists suggest it's been around the human species for the last 3 million years. The bacteria that cause tuberculosis are normally held in check by your immune system. The infection is much more likely to develop if you have a compromised immune system, such as when you have AIDS, herpes, or any other type of illness, or if you are an older person. People who have tuberculosis can spread the bacteria through coughing, sneezing, or talking. But the infection usually only happens after prolonged exposure. Okay? In other words, you have to get enough in you to overcome your immune system, and that's only if your immune system is already weakened. But for the most part, tuberculosis is spread through prolonged contact. This is not the type of pathogen that is transmitted by short casual contact, according to Dr. Martin Cetrin, Director of the Global Migration and Quarantine Division at the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Only 10% of those who are infected with the germ that causes tuberculosis actually go on to develop the disease. Now, a person who does develop the disease is contagious. However, after the first treatment, they become less infectious. They become less contagious. Okay, now TB, according to, this is an NPR report I'm reading, have been on the decline here for the last several decades, with the number of cases in 2006 being 13,767, an all-time low since they started reporting back in 1953. But the rate of decline has slowed because of the rise of the TB strains that are resistant to the various antibiotics and other drugs. Now, this is not a slam against immigration, what I'm going to say here. I did not write this. National Public Radio wrote this, so don't send me a nasty gram. Immigrants and minority groups continue to have higher rates of infection than whites in the United States, and the number of regular tuberculosis as well as multi-drug-resistant cases is increasing in foreign-born people living in the United States. Okay, that's the base that we're going on here. Tuberculosis is making a comeback, basically, just like smallpox and measles and mumps and all the other things. Now, on to the main story. Mr. Andrew Speaker is an attorney from Atlanta, Georgia, who has been diagnosed with one of those multi-resistant, you know, multi-drug-resistant strains of tuberculosis. Mr. Speaker decided that after he had been diagnosed with tuberculosis and after being told not to travel, decided to go anyway. Now, basically, you know, he's an attorney. He can, you know, twist the language around and make it sound like this, that, and the other. You know, all good attorneys know how to twist a phrase and make it sound like something completely different. According to him, he was told that he was not infectious and he was receiving treatment. But he was still told not to travel. He claims that he wasn't. And yet, health department officials say, yes, he was. Well, I'm going to have to go with the health department here on this one. As far as we know, this gentleman was told not to travel. He did it anyway, putting at risk hundreds of other people on not just the airline that he was on, but any people in the hotels, car rental agencies, any casinos or anything else that he went to when he was overseas on his honeymoon with his wife, plus putting his wife, his new wife at risk. Mr. Speaker is currently in Denver, trying to find this. No. I'm taking the second part of this cold. The first part I actually went through with my highlighter and highlighted everything. He's in a hospital in Denver, and he is undergoing further treatment for his tuberculosis. Now, the kicker of this is his new father-in-law is one of the top researchers in tuberculosis. I'm kind of thinking, you know, if I was a conspiracy theorist here, I'd be saying that's not quite kosher and there's something rotten in Denmark. But it says here, Speaker's father-in-law is a doctor at the Centers for Disease Control. Says that Bob Cooksey is a microbiologist. Ironically, he specializes in the spread of tuberculosis. And says he would not take any questions, but he did leave a statement with the press on the media on Thursday afternoon. His statement is, first and foremost, I am concerned about the health and well-being of my son-in-law and family, as well as the passengers on the affected flights. Excuse me. And it says Cooksey is a great source of international interest, not because of his daughter married Speaker, but because of where he works and what he does. It says he's worked at the CDC for 32 years, a research microbiologist in the CDC's Division of Tuberculosis Elimination. And Cooksey is quick to point out that he only acted only in the capacity of a concerned father or father-in-law, not a CDC employee. Cooksey also said that he did not give tuberculosis to his son-in-law. Methinks he doth protest too much. As part of my job, I am regularly tested for TB. Cooksey said, I do not have TB, nor have I ever had TB. My son-in-law's TB did not originate from myself or the CDC labs, which operate under the highest levels of security. Oh, really? The whole thing is that Mr. Speaker decided to go traveling, even though he had been told not to go. And so, Speaker lived in a very influential area. I'm not going to go through the whole thing here. It says here, the lawyer said the doctors deemed his TB not contagious. Let's see. There's health officials say that Mr. Speaker, the 31-year-old lawyer in isolation for a dangerous tuberculosis infection in Denver, is doing well and expected to recover. Yada, yada, yada. He says, I don't expect those people ever to forgive me. I just hope they understand that I truly never meant to put them in harm. I hope they can find a way to forgive me. There were 435 passengers on his flight from Atlanta to Paris. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been working to find the U.S. passengers on that flight. And says Speaker and his wife were the only Americans on the second long flight from Prague to Montreal on Czech Airlines. It's the job of other countries to contact their own citizens. Oh, wonderful. How about sharing the information around, guys? The Americans on the Paris flight will be tested twice in the next several weeks because TB takes time to establish itself. And they say that a likelihood that Speaker infected anyone is pretty low, but there is a reason for concern. The public health actions necessary to protect people in this situation are based not only on the degree of his infectiousness, but also on the fact that this is a very, very drug-resistant bacteria, and we have to be as cautious as we can. According to the World Health Organization, there have been no recorded cases of someone becoming sick with TB after merely sitting on an aircraft with an infected person. There are two cases of people on long flights becoming infected but never showing symptoms. Dozens of Americans are currently been infected with the same type of tuberculosis that Mr. Speaker has. And what makes Mr. Speaker's case worrisome is that while health officials knew of his infection, he managed to get on several planes. And he has been under treatment since January and had so few bacteria that it didn't show up on a simple smear of his sputum. And Speaker said he didn't understand that he might infect others. Supposedly, he says to his doctors, is my family at risk? Is anybody at risk for this? He turns up, and he was told he wasn't contagious, he wasn't dangerous. And he says, when in Rome, he got confusing messages from U.S. health officials about if, when, and how he could fly back home. So then he and his wife just decided to go for it. Mm-hmm. If you're getting confusing messages, there's probably a reason. It's called miscommunication. And, you know, if you might want to be on the safe side. If I would have been him, I would have turned myself in at the U.S. Embassy or consulate and then let them take care of it. They would have probably chartered you a private flight and had you flown home. Instead, you risked the lives of 435 other people at the very minimum. Oh, the hospital he is at the National Jewish Research and Medical Center in Denver. And now we'll go on to the next part of it. CDC is looking at his father-in-law. Like I said, folks, I'm taking a lot of this cold tonight. I only went through the first article that I read for you with my highlighter. Meanwhile, the CDC said Saturday it has withdrawn the federal isolation order for Mr. Speaker because Denver Health Agency's order to detain him at a hospital there is sufficient to protect the public's health. This action ends the first federal quarantine order since 1963. Speaker has said he, his doctors, and the CDC all knew he had TB that was resistant to some drugs before he flew to Europe for his wedding and honeymoon last month. Robert Cooksey, whose specialty at the CDC is tuberculosis and other bacteria, and who attended his daughter's wedding, has said he has provided fatherly advice to Speaker about traveling with the illness. Mm-hmm. Speaker said he was advised at the time by Fulton County, Georgia health authorities that he was not contagious or a danger to anyone. Officials told him they would prefer he didn't fly, but no one ordered him not to. He is sticking to the legalese. He's a lawyer. He's got to. Federal health officials said Friday that Cooksey had helped to find Speaker and diagnose his condition. They would not give any more information about the investigation. And despite warning from federal health officials not to board another long flight, Speaker flew back for treatment, fearing he wouldn't survive if he didn't reach the U.S. Okay, the man's been under treatment. All his levels are low, but suddenly he fears he wouldn't live to reach treatment. Does this ring hollow to anybody but me? I mean, he was well enough, obviously, to go on his honeymoon and put all these people at risk. And suddenly, when the authorities are looking at him a little more closely, he's suddenly afraid that he might not live. A lot of hubris in that. He thinks he might be working up a plan to try to get himself out of trouble because he knows he screwed up. You know, he is a lawyer, by the way. You know what they say about lawyers. I won't repeat it. But the Denver Health Authority has ordered Speaker be detained at the National Jewish Medical Research Center until tests indicate he is no longer contagious. And they said he settled in Saturday for what could be a two-month stay by taking antibiotics and fielding phone calls. Let's see. Tennis ball-sized infection in his lung. Said his treatment could include surgery to remove the infected tissue if the drugs didn't work. Tests so far indicate Speaker's risk of spreading the infection are low. No medical briefings for the media were planned for the weekend. And doctors hope to determine where Speaker contracted the illness, which has been found around the world and exists in pockets in Russia and Asia. Let's see. Since 2000, National Jewish has successfully treated two other patients with this strain. And they were under home quarantine in their home counties, then placed in quarantine in Denver once they arrived at National Jewish, driven there nonstop by family members. And let's see. The health official contacted 160 of the 292 U.S. citizens who were on the May 12th flight from Atlanta to Paris, according to the CDC. The count includes all 26 who sat in the five rows around Speaker, the ones considered at greatest risk. The CDC originally said there were 310 aboard the flight, but reduced the number due to duplicate names. Let me tell you what I think. I think the man wanted to have his fun. He knew he had tuberculosis. He didn't care. He didn't care that he was putting other people's lives at risk. He wanted to go on his honeymoon. He wanted to go get jiggy with his new wife. Okay? So he decided that he's going to get on the plane, he's going to go overseas, and when the authorities overseas start looking at him a little too closely, he realizes he done screwed up, and then he runs for home, thinking that if he's back inside the U.S. before anybody knows, everything will be okay. Personally, I think Mr. Speaker, at the very least, needs to have his law license revoked. He should be disbarred. He is an officer of the court as an attorney. He endangered the lives of over 400 people, knowingly and willingly endangered their lives. And now he's trying to hide behind it with legalese and double talk. If you or I had tried something like that, you know, if we weren't somewhat wealthy attorneys, we'd be in lockdown in the prison ward in the hospital. Okay? You know, and then after they got it treated, I'm pretty sure we'd be facing charges for violating federal health orders. And yes, there are some criminal charges for those, especially if you do something that they say don't do. Well, they'll lock you up. Granted, they're only misdemeanors, but still you get locked up. Mr. Speaker was so selfish to inflict upon hundreds of other people the horrifying possibility that they could become infected with a very difficult-to-treat disease. And his sense of remorse that I'm hearing, that I'm reading about in the news and seeing on the TV, I'm sorry. He's a lawyer. He's an actor. You have to be. Okay? I don't believe it for a second. Before you say, oh, no, you don't know. My father was an attorney for over 30 years. I know lawyers. Okay? Don't tell me they aren't actors. If any of the people on any of those flights or in any of those hotels or any place else comes down with tuberculosis, Mr. Speaker should be charged with assault in the first degree. A felony. He should be made to do actual prison time. He is an attorney. He knows what the laws are. He chose to flout the laws. He chose to do what he wanted to do. He needs to get slapped hard as an example to any other idiot out there who doesn't think they have to obey doctor's orders or obey restrictions like that when they endanger the lives of other people. He needs to be slapped as hard as possible to the fullest extent of the law. I'm going to go on to another case here. This is Mr. Robert Daniels. He is locked inside the Maricopa County Hospital's jail wing since last summer. Mr. Daniels has not been convicted of a crime, but he has tuberculosis, just like Mr. Speaker does. Now, Mr. Daniels isn't a rich, fancy-pants attorney. Mr. Daniels doesn't get to be in a private isolation ward. He is in the Maricopa County Hospital's jail wing. Mr. Daniels says, "I am like an inmate. But the problem is that I can't even take a shower. I can't even clip my nails or have a haircut." He is isolated inside a windowless room because he has a form of drug-resistant tuberculosis. Oh, it says here that authorities won't say if it's the same strain as Mr. Speaker's. Mm-hmm. But it says here, "I can't look out the window. No walks or anything like that. I'm just being here 24/7 in this room." Health officials took Mr. Daniels into custody after he repeatedly went out in his neighborhood without a face mask. Had to relight my cigar there, sorry. And they put him in the only place equipped to handle his rare disease, the jail ward of the hospital. And while he's getting medical treatment, though not to the level of Mr. Speaker, he's being treated more like a criminal than a patient. According to his attorney, Nancy Cosme, I hope I pronounced your name right, Ms. Cosme. If I didn't, please send me an email with the correct pronunciation and I will correct it on the air. "Even prisoners on death row get the opportunity to exercise their legs more than Mr. Daniels." County officials concede the forced confinement is unusual but necessary. Mr. Bob England of the Maricopa County Medical Department says it is absolutely a public health responsibility to prevent others from being infected with what could be a life-threatening disease. Look at Mr. Speaker. Look at Mr. Daniels. Mr. Daniels flouted the health department rules. Where is he? Locked up in the jail wing. Where is Mr. Speaker, who flouted the health department rules? He's in a private wing, receiving all the best treatments. What is the main difference between Mr. Speaker and Mr. Daniels? Mr. Speaker's an attorney. Mr. Speaker's dad's an attorney. Mr. Speaker has money. Is there anything wrong with this picture? Mr. Daniels was first diagnosed with tuberculosis while living in Russia with his wife and son. He came to Phoenix last year looking for treatment. And it says here that drug-resistant forms of tuberculosis, such as Mr. Daniels, have developed over time because some patients stopped taking their antibiotics before an entire prescribed cycle was complete. Remember that, folks. If the doctor says take these until they're gone, do it. If you don't, you're helping to develop the next strain of the disease that will not be killed by our drugs. And after a while, we're going to have to get super drugs that might kill us in order to kill it. But it says, if more people like Mr. Daniels and Mr. Speaker ignore the rules, Some people fear a return to the days of quarantining patients in sanitariums, which was done prior to the use of antibiotics. I'd like you to look up something on the internet, something that I've had an interest in for a number of reasons. Number one, because it's reputed to be a very haunted place. And I do like talking about hauntings and stuff like that. But look up the Waverly Sanitarium. Look up how many people, how many men, how many children died from tuberculosis and tuberculosis treatments that were not effective. Look at how many thousands of people died from this disease. And then look at Mr. Daniels and Mr. Speaker, who in their own way might be bringing it back to us. Not the old-fashioned tuberculosis, which we can treat easily, but the really drug-resistant stuff, that the treatment might kill us before the disease does. Let's thank them for that. Let's say thank you, Mr. Daniels. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for making our lives worse than it already is. On a side note to all this, there was another story that I was trying to print off, and my printer decided to eat the paper instead of letting me print it. Mr. Speaker's case just highlighted to our old buddies Al-Qaeda how easy it is to do biological warfare on an unsuspecting public. Doesn't that make you feel real safe? Doesn't that make us all special? So, if you think that Mr. Daniels getting the short end of the stick, or if you think Mr. Speaker's getting the short end of the stick, or if you don't think he's getting the long end of it hard enough, why don't you make some phone calls to some people? You know, senators and Republican and House representatives, governors, attorney generals, prosecuting attorneys. Make some phone calls. Make some noise. Let them know you don't like this. Let them know you want these people to be held until they are treated. And how about we set some stiffer penalties for people who violate those restrictions? Okay? I mean, if I knew I had a disease, do you think I'd want to put anybody at risk? Well, I'm out of time. Good night and God bless.
My country, for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are a forming. Winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dream's been crucified. America, I show my love for thee with strength and loyalty.